Welcome to the second hour's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
New Film Production Company Opening to Serve the Community by Kim de la Peña. A new film production company is opening in Midland. Perman Film and Media will offer film and production services for businesses and individuals. According to the company's owner, Corey Perman, they can be hired to film a wide range of events, including corporate meetings, product commercials, quinceañeras, family and church gatherings, interviews, documentaries, short films, and weddings. "We started with parodies, skits, and short films and have a passion for filming," Perman said. He said his company wants to help the community and business share their stories. For more information or to discuss your filming needs, contact Corey Perman at 720-207-1209 or Corey at PermanFilmAndMedia.com. MPD to host Kids Academy this summer by Midland Times. This summer marks the return of the Midland Police Department MPD Kids Academy. Slated to run from June 10th to 14th, the Academy is currently seeking young participants. According to a June 5th press release issued by the City of Midland, the classes are free for children in 1st through 6th grades and will be held at the MLK Community Center at 2300 Butternut Lane from 8 a.m. to noon. The Academy's objective is to build a strong relationship with the youth in the community, according to the release. Only 40 spots are available, so new applicants will be considered on a first-come, first-served basis, the release said. Should there be any open spots remaining, those who have been through the class before may be considered. Interested individuals can download an application at https://www.midlandtexas.gov/documentscenter/view/8777 and email it to jrodriguez@midlandtexas.gov upon completion. The deadline to apply is Friday, June 7th, 2024.
Good morning, this is Kim, and I'm reading the Odessa American. Today's date is Thursday, June 6th. Midland Fire Department puts out fire at former MMH West campus. At approximately 7:32 p.m., June 4th, Midland Fire Department officials responded to a fire at the F. Marie Hall Outpatient Center, 4214 Andrews Highway. The fire started on the second floor balcony and extended into the walls of the former Midland Memorial West campus. According to MFD, firefighters kept the fire contained to the area of origin. No injuries were reported, a City of Midland news release said. Midland Fire reported that an investigator is still determining the cause of the fire. In a news release, Midland Memorial said as part of the F. Marie Hall Outpatient Center roofing project, the hospital is installing a new heat-applied roofing system across the entire building. During the installation, some adjacent construction materials were accidentally overheated and subsequently covered with new roofing. This overheating caused the materials to smolder, producing enough smoke to enter limited areas of the building. Once the smoke was detected, the contractor promptly began removing the smoldering materials to contain the issue. They also contacted the fire department to ensure there were adequate resources to manage the situation. The fire department assisted in removing all smoldering materials, eliminating the source of the smoke. Fortunately, there is no significant damage, although a few areas have a lingering smell of smoke, a news release said. The operational plan is detailed below per department impacted. Accounting payroll will be closed today, June 5th, but we will be in the office tomorrow. Sleep Lab will be closed tonight and reopen tomorrow night. Wound Management Center is closed today, plans to reopen tomorrow. Materials Management and Centralized Scheduling are closed at the F. Marie Hall outpatient location, but have made alternate accommodations and will remain operational. Tips for summer water safety. Drowning is a leading cause of death for children ages 1 through 4, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. During the summer months, when water activities are more prevalent, drowning is more common, according to the National Safety Council. Extreme heat may increase incidence of cardiac arrest, and an average of 33 drownings occur in the U.S. each day, one-third of which are fatal. To protect your loved ones when playing in and around water this summer, keep these tips from the American Heart Association in mind. Never swim alone. Children always need supervision, but even adults should swim with a buddy so someone can call for help if an unexpected problem arises. Swimmers can get cramps that hinder movement in the water, and slips and falls can happen to anyone. Wear protective devices. U.S. Coast Guard approved life jackets provide the best protection for someone who is in the water and unable to safely reach solid footing. When on a boat, all passengers should wear life jackets in case of an accident, and young and inexperienced swimmers should wear one anytime they're near water. Choose your swimming location wisely. Avoid unknown bodies of water where hazards such as tree limbs or rocks may be hidden below the surface. Also, avoid waterways with strong currents such as rivers that can easily carry even the strongest swimmer away. Instead, choose swimming pools and locations with trained lifeguards on duty. Learn cardiopulmonary resuscitation, CPR. In the event of a drowning, no matter the age, the American Heart Association recommends rescue breaths along with chest compressions to keep oxygen circulating to the brain. Only 39% of those who participated in a consumer survey said they were familiar with conventional CPR, and only 23% know about hands-only CPR. Consider these ways to learn CPR and join the Nation of Lifesavers as an individual, family, organization, or community. Watch online. Learn the basics of hands-only CPR by watching an instructional video online. Hands-only CPR has only two simple steps. Call 911 if you see someone suddenly collapse. Push hard and fast in the center of the chest to the beat of a familiar song with 100 to 120 beats per minute, such as Stayin' Alive by the Bee Gees. Immerse yourself. Through a virtual reality app, you can learn how to perform hands-only CPR and use an automated external defibrillator, AED, then put your skills to the test in real-life scenarios. Learn at home. Basic life-saving skills in about 20 minutes from the comfort and privacy of your home from CPR Anytime Kits. The Infant CPR Anytime program is for new parents, grandparents, babysitters, nannies, and anyone who wants to learn life-saving infant CPR and choking relief skills. The Adult and Child CPR Anytime Training Kit teaches adults and teens hands-only CPR, child CPR with breaths, adult and child choking relief, and general awareness of AEDs. Take a course. Get a group together and find a nearby class to learn the life-saving skills of CPR, first aid, and AED. Turn employees into lifesavers. Help make your workplace and community safer one step at a time by committing to CPR training for your employees and coworkers. Visit heart.org/nation to access more summer safety resources and find a CPR course near you. obituaries, Linda K. Resnick Stone. Linda K. Stone Resnick, 74, of Odessa, died Sunday, June 2nd in Odessa. Funeral service will be held at 3 p.m. June 9th at Sunset Memorial Funeral Home. Pastor Matt Wilson is officiating. Arrangements are by Sunset Memorial Garden and Funeral Home of Odessa. David Lewis Pete Johns. David Lewis Johns, better known as Pete to all who knew and loved him, was born on August 7, 1925 in Stamford. He was the only child of Luther Lewis Johns and Alberta Doran Johns. No funeral was mentioned at this time. Luella Gregg Berry. Luella Bella Berry Gregg, 79, of Odessa, died Saturday, June 1st in Odessa. Memorial service will be held at 1 p.m. June 7th at Acres West Funeral Chapel. Jerry Berry is officiating. Arrangements are by Acres West. Claudia Ann Bird. Claudia Ann Bird, 70, of Odessa, died Monday, June 3rd in Odessa. Graveside service will be held at 10 a.m. June 7th at Sunset Memorial Gardens. Reverend Dr. Jimmy Braswell is officiating. Arrangements are by Sunset Memorial Gardens and Funeral Home. Marjorie Ayers. Marjorie Ayers, 86, of Odessa, died Monday, June 3rd in Odessa. Graveside service will be held at 1 p.m. June 7th at Sunset Memorial Gardens. Donnie Ayers is officiating. Arrangements are by Sunset Memorial Gardens and Funeral Home of Odessa. Celestino Acosta. Celestino Acosta, 84, of Odessa, died Monday, April 8th in Big Spring. Memorial service will be held at 10 a.m. on Friday, June 7th at Our Lady of Guadalupe Parish, St. Joseph's Catholic Church. Burial will follow at Fort Stockton Catholic Cemetery. Shirley Smith Hall. Shirley Smith Hall, 72, of Odessa, passed away on May 31st. She was born in Odessa on October 17, 1951, to Barney and Joy Smith. A visitation for Shirley will be held Wednesday, June 5th from 6 to 8 p.m. at Hubbard Kelly Funeral Home, 601 North Allegheny Avenue. A celebration of life will occur Thursday, June 6th at 10 a.m. at Hubbard Kelly Funeral Home with Pastor Andy Gutierrez officiating. Maker Camp offers 21st century skills. For its first Maker Camp, University of Texas Permian Basin is offering a chance to use all kinds of makerspace equipment. 3D printers, 3D scanners, laser cutters, engravers, vinyl paper cutters, heat presses, embroidery machines, among others, are available to campers. Maker Camp is being held in the UTPB Library Innovation Lab. Executive Director of the Office of Innovation and Commercialization, Brian Shedd, said they were making lightsabers with the kids' names on them. They just finished a bridge build challenge and smashed some bridges earlier. It's pretty fun, and they're going to finish these so that we can go print them. While they're printing, because they take about a day to print, we are actually going to be starting on a zipline challenge this afternoon. They're actually going to be making a little thing that's going to hold an egg, and we're going to run it all the way from the top all the way to the back of the lab, Shedd said Wednesday. That'll be tomorrow. There are three counselors, including himself, John Rogers, the Makerspace Director, and Jesse Chavez, the Laboratory Manager for the Advanced Manufacturing Center at the Seed Building. Blackstone Launchpad Campus Director Dana Church will do an entrepreneurship model next week. Next week, we're going to challenge them to come up with their own business concepts. If it's a computer website, we're going to help them do a mock-up. If it's a product, we'll help them prototype it, Shed said. Arman Saravanan, who is going into 8th grade in Abel Junior High School in Midland, said he likes making things. I like designing models. I took a designing modeling class this previous year, and I really enjoyed it. Entrepreneurship interests me, and all the aspects of this camp I found fascinating, Arman said. He added that he thinks the camp is great. I would definitely recommend it. There's a lot of thinking involved, and it makes you think about what you want to do later in life, Arman said. Sahana Saravan, Arman's sister, is going into 7th grade at the Young Women's Leadership Academy in Midland. I like being creative and I love problem solving. I just really like helping other people and solving problems that could make an impact on the world, Sahana said. She added that she really likes the camp. It's really fun, and I think the most people should try it because they have so many skills that you can learn from this camp about problem solving and just being creative, Sahanan said. Petroleum Museum Lunch and Lecture Set. Greg Hinterlong, also known as Dr. Petro, will be the speaker at a lunch and lecture from 11:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. June 11th at the Petroleum Museum, 1500 West I-20 Midland. Dr. Petro will talk about the specific geologic mechanisms that create earthquakes. He will also explore how our understanding of the origins of earthquakes has changed over time. Think you felt an earthquake? Dr. Petro will show how they are detected and measured, and how you can find out more. Bring your lunch and family. New pipelines bode well for natural gas market. Matterhorn Express Line going into service in third quarter. Things are looking up for Permian Basin natural gas producers, with a big new pipeline to the Gulf Coast about to go online and construction of another one about to start. Leaders of the Permian Basin Petroleum, Texas producers and royalty owners, and Texas pipeline associations say the 42-inch Matterhorn Express and Dela Express pipelines will be greatly beneficial to stabilize the price of gas and get power to customers. Laid by 3,000 men providing 50 permanent jobs and owned by Devon Energy, EnLink Midstream, Marathon Petroleum and Whitewater Midstream, the 580-mile-long Matterhorn Express is being completed this month to go into service in the third quarter from the Waha Hub near Kayanosa, 64 miles southwest of Odessa, across 19 counties to Katy west of Houston. Scheduled to start pumping in July 2028, the 690-mile Dela Express Pipeline will run from the Waha to Port Arthur and Cameron Parish, Louisiana. It's being laid by Moss Lake Partners of Houston. PBPA President Ben Shepherd said both projects will help the Permian tremendously. The basin is now a major producer in natural gas and increasing the takeaway capacity and sending the gas to another markets should help stabilize prices and reduce pricing differentials, Shepherd said. The important thing that also needs to happen is that President Biden should rescind his liquefied natural gas export ban executive order so that we can get these products to our allies who desperately need them. TPRO President Ed Longenecker said the basin continues to be a leader in natural gas production, accounting for 19% of all the gas produced in the United States and averaging 23.3 billion cubic feet per day in 2023. But in order for this abundant energy supply to be used productively, it must be transported from where it is produced to where it is consumed, Longenecker said. In recent months, we have seen natural gas at Waha Hub, the major gathering point in West Texas, trading well below zero more days than not. These negative prices reflect the reality that Texas operators are in, as insufficient pipeline takeaway capacity forces producers to practically give away this valuable commodity. And importantly, demand for natural gas will only continue to grow. Longenecker said the good news is that the new pipelines expected to come online this year and in following years will help relieve the current bottleneck in midstream transportation in Texas. For example, the Matterhorn Express Pipeline, which will transport up to 2.5 billion cubic feet per day from the Permian Basin to the Houston area, will not only provide necessary takeaway capacity, it will also supply energy to end users, contribute to local and state tax revenues, and create well-paying jobs, he said. To put it simply, we need more pipelines in Texas. TPA President Thuer Cannon said, the Matterhorn Express is a welcome addition to the state's existing infrastructure pipeline network. We can take some solace in knowing that there are also pipeline new builds and expansions being discussed and planned, Cannon said. However, these new lines are not a band-aid for the state, as takeaway demands far outpaces capacity. Securing investment is just the first puzzle piece necessary to satisfy the state's and nation's insatiable demand for the energy products that pipelines deliver. The next step is determining the best route to take. Breaking ground on a new route as opposed to expanding capacity on an existing one involves myriad factors such as landowner, easement, negotiations, and the cost of labor, materials, and operation, all of which increase significantly for a longer route. One that travels more densely populated areas is even more so. Cannon said ensuring further build-out requires regulatory certainty at the local, state, and federal levels and a dedication to allowing free market principles to govern the course that development takes. These factors are paramount to attracting and retaining the capital investments that are needed to reduce bottlenecks in natural gas offtake, as well as reduce methane emissions, he said. Here in Texas, we are blessed with a regulatory regime that allows for an effective and efficient permitting process that encourages the building of critical infrastructure based on industry, supply, and demand. We have a state where we can spur industrial growth and economic development while also reducing emissions and protecting the environment. Cannon said this year's American Petroleum Institute Liquid Energy Pipeline Association performance report confirmed that pipelines are the most efficient, reliable, and safest way to transport vital hydrocarbons with 99.999% safely reaching their destination. This is an overwhelmingly positive safety record, he said, and there are other benefits. It only takes 50 miles of a 20-inch pipeline to displace 1,650 trucks, reducing congestion, pollution, road damage, and traffic accidents, and meaning a safer Texas for all. New Discover Odessa director jumps into new role. A desire to learn about a new career field led Laura Martz to the hospitality industry. Martz is now director of Discover Odessa, the tourism arm of the Odessa Chamber of Commerce. She previously worked for Visit Midland in a similar role. She also has worked for the City of Odessa in dispatch at the police department and in administration in the oil field. Martz stayed home with her son for a while and then stepped into the world of convention and visitors bureaus and destination marketing organizations. Discover Odessa is considered a destination marketing organization because they don't manage a convention center, but they market the city to tourists. Martz grew up in Normangy, not far from College Station, Bryan, and has been in Odessa for 17 years. She learned the industry working for Visit Midland. The idea of getting to come to Odessa, which is where I live already, where my husband works, where my son goes to school, and then lead this team that I've actually gotten to know already, was just kind of an answer to a prayer, to the next step, to the next season, Martz said. Without coming in guns blazing, Martz said her first objective is to learn the lay of the land at Discover Odessa and in the city, find out what they would like to see and how tourism fits into that. I want to really understand what's happening here already and then help it move forward. Our main tourists is the business of the sports traveler. Those are already our two main markets here in this area. We have a lot of tourists. We have a lot of hotel nights that come from those two things. So then, instead of trying to be something I'm not, how do we better be what we are? How do we better fit that business traveler? What else are they looking for? What else can we do to make them want to have their business meetings here? Same thing with a sports traveler as we're putting in the sports complex. What fields can we make better? What fields do we need? What facilities do we need that could maybe keep people in our region from having to travel to a different region? We could actually bring them here. So just kind of have a good understanding so that when I can move some things forward, Mart said. Having lived in Odessa for 17 years, she has seen a lot of change and different leadership approaches. Because I feel like I've been heard through a lot of it, it gives me a good footing on, okay, what are we going to do now? Is this a mindset that actually has got established from previous leadership, and that's not how the leadership is now, and how can I help that person maybe grow their mindset? I love the fact that I've been here as long as I have because this feels like my home as much as anywhere else. People say, where are you from? I'm like, well, now I'm from Odessa and I love it, Martz said. Martz went to Texas Bible Institute in Columbus, Texas, and her certificate is in Christian Life Studies. From there, I went straight into the work industry, and so I did not pursue any other degree or college education, which again is a great fit here where I am because even in today's world, they're recognizing that sometimes you need a degree or you need the equivalent experience. This industry I had far above the equivalent experience. And then, of course, in this industry, it's the kind of thing where I can continue to take classes and courses to grow in this area, she said. The hospitality industry is a natural fit for her because one of the things she enjoys is making people feel welcome and comfortable. The hospitality industry means I get to make my everyday life making people feel welcome and comfortable. It's just really fits my natural personality. I also like to see the glass half full. I love to highlight the good and what we have to offer. I've never been we don't have this, we don't have that. I've always been, let me just tell you what we do have. So let me take a few minutes to understand what you need and help you make that connection, Martz said. Martz has a staff of 5. The Discover Odessa team, they are as great as I thought, she added. Visit Midland and Discover Odessa work together, and she hopes they will work together even more. I knew of the team. I've seen some of their work as we've collaborated, but to see them here, they work very hard and they love what they do. They're good at what they do. I love our team and then just see the chamber under Renee's leadership. They're all wonderful. Again, they like what they do. I like the opportunity to connect with leaders in our city and the chamber does a great job of that, Martz said. She and her husband Ben have one child. Ben Martz is an assistant chief of Odessa Fire Rescue. When she and her husband, now in Odessa, Mart said, "It's a great opportunity to continue leading in the city and continue to broaden their circle. I love being here. I'm thankful for the opportunity. I hope to just be transparent. And I hope to continue to build relationships in the city. I hope the city council and managers know they can trust me. They can trust our department to continue moving the city forward as best we can," Mart said. Renee Henderson Earls, president and CEO of the Odessa Chamber of Commerce, is thrilled to have Mart on board. "Laura has jumped right into her new role as leading our Discover Odessa team, bringing her passion for promoting tourism and all that Odessa has to offer. She is eager to add new ideas and a different perspective to our ongoing efforts, marketing the community to business and leisure visitors," Earls said.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.